Good morning, everyone. And a very warm welcome, and indeed it is a warm welcome this morning to worship. I do hope that you are enjoying all these beautiful days that we are having just now. Come into this household of the living God, the three in one. Gather in the wonder of the mystery that God has invited us to share in this day, Trinity Sunday. We come in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. As we look forward to summer, we sing the hymn number 225. Summer suns are glowing over land and sea. Come before God in prayer, let us pray. God in three persons, blessed Trinity, on this special day we come before you to offer our praise and adoration. You are God, the Creator, giving us richly all things to enjoy. You are Christ, the Saviour of the world, made flesh to set us free. You are the Spirit of truth and love, willing to dwell in us. You are holy and blessed, one God, eternal Trinity. As we come this morning to worship you, we think back on the days past. We remember the times when we have been in a hurry and have forgotten to spend time in prayer with you, when we have been less than you would want us to be, forgive us, when we have spoken without thought or in anger to those dear to us, forgive us. When we have turned away, when we should have engaged, forgive us. Lord of this new morning, hear this, our prayer. Father God, lead us into the coming week. Son of God, help us to believe that you are close to us. Spirit of God, keep us from making mistakes. Triune God, hear us now as we join together in prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Good morning. Is it the heat? Can we try a really big good morning? Good morning. Ah, it's much, much better. Well, I don't know if you've read the church magazine, but I had put in there, every time I sing Summer Suns Are Glowing, it rains. Well, we've broken the spell, because look at this lovely day that we've got. Isn't it gorgeous? Do you know how hot it is? Well, they say it's going to get to something like 75 degrees today. That's hot. So we need sun cream, don't we? We need hats, everything to protect us from the sun's rays. It seems a shame because we don't always have as many sun rays as we could do with. But when it's as hot as this, we need to be careful. But I want to know if you're up to a challenge. Anybody up for a challenge? One? It's a competition. Might be a prize at the end of it. Well, in the past few weeks, I love my garden, and I'm always in my greenhouse very early. And this year, I got a bit carried away with sunflowers. Now, do you know what a sunflower looks like? Very tall. They usually grow quite tall. You get little ones, too, that are bushy ones. They're very important. Do you know why they're important? Well, they're very, very popular with the bees, who like to go, and also the seeds. When the head comes out and the head is full of seeds, the birds love to eat them. So sunflowers are probably one of the best things you can grow. Now, I have 66. And I don't have enough compost to pot them all up. So I thought, you can help me. So let's see what we have here. Now, these are quite big for sunflower plants, because I'm going to tell you why they're special. They are called Titan. Do you know who Titan was? Well, he was one of the gods in the very early Greek mythology, and they were giants. And they were very warring. There was all sorts of them, all sorts of fancy names. And I can't remember them, so you'll just have to go Google Titan and you'll find out. Well, these plants are called Titan. And the reason it's called that is because they're going to grow bigger than I am. Right? They can grow up to about 8 feet tall if you look after them. So this is your challenge. Do you want your challenge? To take one of these home. You've got the challenge form here that says, what do plants need to grow? What do they need? Water. Maybe a wee bit of fertilizer as well, if you've got any. And I'll tell you the best one to use is tomato food. It's very good. cheaper than some of the other ones. So you need to give them plenty of water, and just now that means you need to go out first thing in the morning and give them a drink. And you don't water them during the day because the sun's too hot. And see, before you go to bed, you go out and you water them again, and that will keep them healthy. And once a week, you ask somebody to give you a hand. Yeah.
If you also search up Titan, then you could come up with a chocolate bar.
Absolutely. Why didn't I think of Titan chocolate bars? Now, I don't think I've ever eaten one. Your challenge is for the next Sunday I'm back here that you get me a Titan chocolate bar. Well, that's right. And is it a big bar? And has it got caramel in it?
Yeah, it's like a Mars bar.
A Mars bar. Well, I do like Mars bars. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, that would be good. So we've sorted out the food part. How can we help them to grow? How do you think you can help them to grow? Yes, you must put them in a place where they've got plenty of sunshine. Now, if you look at all these ones, they're all facing that way. And do you know why that was? Because, yep, in my garden, I had them outside my greenhouse, and they were actually sitting like that, and the sun comes up this side. So this morning, they were all turning their heads to follow the sun, because sunflowers do that. And of course, they're a bit confused now because they've been in the car, and they're now thinking, where's the sun? So that's a nice place. You're absolutely right. You find the nicest, sunniest place, right? And I've answered this question. Why is it important to plant sunflowers? Well, I've already said because of the bees, and then when you get the big sunflower head, the seeds. So the challenge is for you to look after one of these plants and to see how high it grows. So when it flowers, and if you look after it, it will flower. You have to take me a picture of it, okay, with you standing next to it and somebody with a tape measure. And the one that's the biggest definitely will have a sunshine trophy of some description. So you think you can do that for me? So there's 2, 4, 6. There's about 13 or there just now. So that goes for Lowe's helping in the sunshine, not sunshine club, Sunday club. Got sunshine on the brain this morning. You can have a go too. And actually, it's a bit more serious than just a challenge, really, because it's really important that we look after our world. God gave us a beautiful world, and on today, you can see the beauty of it all and everything around us. But you know, it's up to us to make sure that world continues. And we need to be very, very good stewards. Now, that's a funny word, but it means that we need to look after our world. So we need to look after everything in it. And we can start by just having sunflowers, which will start a whole chain reaction where the bees will come, the birds will come, and it keeps on going. And that is something that God would want us to do. And the last thing that I wanted to say was, sunflowers follow the sun, don't they? And we follow our sun, don't we too? Today is Trinity Sunday. And so we think today on the Father and on the Son and the Holy Spirit. So in some ways, we are really a wee bit like a sunflower. With plenty of water and nurture, we'll grow into the people that Jesus would want us to be. Somebody that follows him. So be careful on your way back home. They've got sticks in them, so you shouldn't be able to. They shouldn't be able to break. And that's one job you'll need to do, is to put them into a bigger pot if you're going to keep them in a pot. Or if you've got a nice piece of garden, just into the earth and they'll grow. So can I leave you with that challenge this morning? All right? And you all remember, before going to school, and once in the holiday comes, you'll have that. So I'm looking forward to seeing this. So maybe somebody will come and collect all these things. There's a wee bag to put your sunflower in, but don't cover its head. Just pop the earth in the bottom. There we go. So we've got a lovely children's hymn, one of my favourites. And it's called, God Gave Me Eyes So I Could See the Wonders of the World. Mm-hmm.
Before we read the Word of God together, we'll remain seated and sing our prayer for understanding. Holy, holy, holy. Our Old Testament reading is from Psalm 8. Psalm 8, which is found in the Pew Bibles, page 546. Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. From the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise. Because of your enemies, to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You made him ruler over the works of your hands. You put everything under his feet, all flocks and herds, and the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. And our New Testament reading can be found in Matthew chapter 28 from verse 16 on page 1001, the Great Commission. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Amen. Thanks be to God for his word. Now we'll continue with our worship and sing "As the Deer Pants for the Water."
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Amen. Today we think on the Trinity. It is Trinity Sunday. The Sunday after Pentecost, when we speak of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. In our world of today that shows sharp decline in religious identity, here in Scotland with 1 million less Scots identifying with Christian groups, I wonder how many people would accept our Trinitarian view. We speak of Trinity not because we understand it, and certainly not because it is an exercise in logic, but because, however we perceive it, it describes something about the way God reveals himself to us. Many years ago, when I was in Trinity College in Glasgow at the university, I was told by a colleague whose sermon was for Trinity Sunday that the next Sunday, that it would simply consist of 6 words. Now, I've no idea whether this was just an idea or whether he actually preached that sermon. And the 6 words were this: brothers and sisters, it's a mystery. So at this point, I guess that I can either sit down now and we can move on to the choir with the morning anthem and the prayers of intercession, or I can continue to follow the theme of Trinity. God is Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Or maybe we could call it Creator, Redeemer, and Giver of Life. 3 persons in one being is indeed a mystery. It's hard to put into words that all this means. And I could say that words defeat me. 3 in 1 and 1 in 3. How often do we try to describe this to the children? The classic is, think about water. You can have water as water. It can become steam and it can become ice. So it can be 3 things in 1. But I'm not sure that helps us as adults as we think on the Trinity. Within 3 Abrahamic religions of Judaism, Christianity and Islam, it is only Christianity that speaks of God as 3 in 1 and 1 in 3. Christianity is unique in this sense. But the mystery of the triune God of Christian belief and worship should not be the mystery of Mass. How can God be 3 yet 1? There are other examples that we can use of 3 in 1, such as a triangle, as an image of explaining Trinity. The Trinity should be the mystery of love. God is love, we are told in 1 John chapter 4. What does this mean? It has been written that the creeds and the doctrines of faith tell us that it is not that God is the concept of love, but that God is the dynamic of love. God is love. 3 persons in 1 being, a community of love in which the Father loves the Son and the Son loves the Spirit. The Spirit loves the Father, and in that love there is no division or status. It's united in love, the Father, Son and the Spirit, as they work as one to create, redeem and sustain life. As Trinitarian Christians, we are called to bear witness to that love, which is God, and to the God who is love. Throughout the course of the Christian year, we've experienced God as the Father, the God of the Old Testament, God as the Son, the God of the New Testament, in the ministry of Jesus, and after Pentecost, God as the Holy Spirit. And each year on Trinity Sunday, here we are, trying to look at the mystery and majesty of God and trying to make sense of who God is. This is one of the hardest Sundays for many ministers because, as Richard Bauckham wisely wrote, it's a difficult day for ministers because we find we have to talk about God. Now, it seems strange, doesn't it, that he said that. But we're good about talking about what God wants from us. And we're good about talking about what God has done for us. But actually talking about God, by which I mean not just referring to God, but actually trying to say who God is one of those points where language can fail us. We can come up with the metaphors. We tell memorable stories from our own experience. But in the end, language fails to capture the mystery and majesty of the Trinity. Somehow God is both one and three. And as the hymn said, holy, 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 God in three persons, blessed Trinity. But how? How can God be three in one? This is the question behind Trinity Sunday. But I've been wondering, is that the best question to ask? Maybe we should ask another question. Why do we feel the need to explain the Trinity at all? Why is it that we should ask who God is? And why do we set aside an entire Sunday of the church year to do just that? Well, I don't have any answers for my own questions. Maybe if we look at the psalm for today, Psalm 8, we can catch a glimpse of who God is. O Lord, our Sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. God is the creator of the universe, sovereign and full of majesty. We may not be able to prove this beyond a shadow of a doubt, though complicated formulas of science and through that, but I know I've certainly experienced the majesty of God when standing on the beach of the Outer Hebrides looking across the Atlantic, or on a lovely day such as this, just walking along the River Leven. You see, I see my God in nature and all that is around me. Psalm 8 teaches us that while God is far beyond our comprehension, God chooses to work through the unexpected places and people in our world to make God's praises known. Verse 3 of that psalm gets right to the heart of it. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them, mortals that you care for them? And the answer to that is the God who is love. The biblical commentator N.T. Wright suggests, the doctrine of the Trinity isn't so much about our ability to put it into words and understand it, but precisely that we cannot. He writes, on the contrary, the doctrine of the Trinity, if you like, is a signpost pointing ahead into the dark, saying, trust me, follow me, my love will keep you safe. Or perhaps better, the doctrine of the Trinity is a signpost pointing into the light, which gets brighter and brighter until we are dazzled and blinded, but which says, come and I will make you children of light. We seek to understand the mystery of the Trinity because in some ways the Trinity gives us the promise of belonging. The promise of our community, of being here together. We are invited into the community because of who God is. As 1 John said, God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. I recently came across the story of a little girl who once asked her mother who the saints are. And her mother thought the best place to go and find that answer was to go into a church building. The mother and her daughter walked into the church, and as they did so, the little girl gasped in amazement as she looked at beautifully illustrated stained glass. Now I know who the saints are, the little girl said. They are the people who let the light shine through. And that's really what it's all about. On this Trinity Sunday, let's lay down our need to know and our desire to explain everything. And let's find our delight in knowing that somehow the God who defies all explanations and metaphors has invited us here this morning into this community of his people so that we can let our light shine through. So, having taken several hours to write the sermon for today and 1,300 words about the Trinity, are we all clear on the Trinity? I don't think so. But what we do know, and we really do know this, is that God is love. And that through the Trinity, we see that love and we experience his presence today and every day in our lives. All glory be to him. Amen. We continue our worship in the morning anthem. To God for praise in music. We pray now in thanksgiving and intercession. Let us pray. God in three persons, blessed Trinity, we pray for your church throughout the world, for those that are thriving and those which have lost a sense of direction. We pray especially for our own church here in Scotland as it moves through a period of challenge and change. Loving God, hear our prayers. God in three persons, blessed Trinity. We remember all who bear the responsibility of leadership, for heads of state, ambassadors and political advisers. We think today particularly of all in authority, that we may never be tempted to abuse or misuse their power. Let your will for our world be accomplished through the decisions they make, and give them a vision of peace and reconciliation. For you, Lord, can find a way where men and women are lost. Loving God, hear our prayers. God in three persons, blessed Trinity, we pray for peace in our world, in our own community and in our families. Create in us a love for peace, not peace that is absent from struggle, nor peace that is blind to injustice, but the peace that makes whole what is now broken. Our prayer is that one day peace will walk through our world, the perfect peace that passes all understanding. Eternal God, hear our prayers. God in three persons, blessed Trinity, we remember this morning those who are sick, sad or lonely, and those who are brave and patient when things are going wrong. We pray that they may be aware of your comforting presence and know that in your hands they are safe and loved. Gracious God, hear these our prayers. God in three persons, blessed Trinity, we pray for all whose life is saddened by the death of a loved one. Be with them in their loneliness and let them know that Jesus Christ is the light of the world, a light which no darkness can put out. Living and loving God, hear these our prayers. We remember those who have served you, Lord, and have gone before us and are now at rest in the kingdom of heaven. Accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Redeemer. Amen. We bring our time of fellowship to a close as we sing the hymn 120. God, we praise you. God, we bless you. God, we name you, Sovereign Lord. now in peace. Into God's gracious care and protection I commit you. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you and all whom you love, this day and forevermore.